From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Kevin McAleese. Day 15 of the US government shutdown, and both the US Senate and the House of Representatives have pushed conflicting proposals to break the deadlock. However, despite the apocalyptic predictions surrounding a failure to raise the debt ceiling, there's little evidence that any real headway is being made by either chamber. Talking earlier, House Speaker John Boehner said Republicans are continuing to search for a solution.
I have made clear for months and months that the idea of default is wrong, and we shouldn't get anywhere close to it. We're talking with our members on both sides of the aisle to try to find a way to move forward today.
White House spokesman Jay Carney stressed that the impasse is already inflicting harm on the U.S. economy.
There is already a cost to the economy and therefore to growth and jobs from this behavior. It's important, as I think so many Americans believe, that it's stopped.
America's National Security Agency has been collecting address books from various overseas email accounts, according to the latest round of documents released by Edward Snowden. The Washington Post reports the NSA is working with telecommunications and intelligence services overseas to collect hundreds of thousands of email addresses. Priscilla Huff has more.
Every day, the NSA collects an estimated 500,000 buddy lists and email addresses via web-based accounts. The Washington Post reports, based on documents provided by whistleblower Edward Snowden, the collection is often done when mobile devices synchronize with computers or an email is sent. An NSA spokesman insists the agency follows rules to minimize the collection of such data from Americans, and they are not interested in personal information about ordinary Americans. Instead, they are looking for the proverbial needle in a haystack about terrorists, human traffickers, and drug smugglers. And yet, because there are lots of Americans living overseas and American internet companies, it appears likely that lots of U.S. data is being collected. Priscilla Huff, Washington.
Another dry ice bomb has exploded at the Los Angeles International Airport. It's the second such incident on the premises within 24 hours. Lindsay Maestas reports from Los Angeles.
There have been no injuries reported from either blast. Two similar improvised explosive devices were also found at the airport, but did not explode. Dry ice is easy to find and can be purchased legally. It's usually mixed with water to create a fog effect, but when the mixture is placed in a tightly sealed container, it becomes pressurized and eventually explodes. The first blast occurred Sunday night in an employee bathroom, causing flight delays while police investigated. The second exploded Monday night. Investigators do not believe the incidents are terrorism-related. No arrests have been made. Earlier this year, a dry ice bomb detonated at Disneyland in Southern California. No one was injured. Lindsay Maestas, Los Angeles.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. A senior Al-Qaeda operative who allegedly took part in the 1998 bombings of two U.S. embassies in Africa has pleaded not guilty in a New York court. Abu Anas al-Libi entered the plea in federal court 10 days after he was captured during a U.S. military raid in Tripoli, Libya. The suspect was interrogated on a U.S. Navy warship for a week before being brought to the U.S. It's been revealed that Belgium's secret police have managed to capture a top Somali pirate in Brussels airport after convincing him to star in a fictitious documentary. Mohamed Abdi Hassan was detained on Saturday in a sting operation that has taken months to fix and is expected to stand trial in Belgium for piracy charges. Our European correspondent in Brussels, Sandra Gatman, reports.
The Belgian prosecutor's office has been revealing details of how one of the world's most notorious Somalian pirates was lured from his country and arrested in Belgium last Saturday. The elaborate plan involved Belgian secret police, who posed as filmmakers, contacting Mr. Hassan's closest advisor, who ultimately convinced him to participate in the making of a fake documentary titled Maritime Piracy, based on his life as a lucrative pirate kingpin. Nicknamed Big Mouth, Hassan has been accused of orchestrating numerous hijacks of ships in East Africa, including an assault on a Belgian cargo ship in 2009, and earning millions in ransom money. He's since retired from piracy, but now faces numerous criminal charges he will have to answer in a Belgian court. Sandra Gatman, Brussels.
Former San Diego Mayor Bob Filner is facing a felony charge. Filner is due to be arraigned on a charge of false imprisonment. He also faces two misdemeanor charges of battery. Bob Filner resigned in August due to multiple accusations of sexual misconduct. It's unclear whether the latest charges are connected to those accusations. And that's the latest from Feature Story News, Kevin McAleese reporting.